All right, let's see. It is 8:33. I'll pray and we'll get started if you guys don't mind. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. I'm excited to see what you're going to do for today in terms of what you'll teach us, how you'll draw us into your presence, what we can learn about you. I pray for your sovereign hand on the services, but also just invitations for service this morning. I know we've met some new people these last couple of weeks. I pray you continue to draw them. Pray you draw the lost into communities across the nation, across the world this morning. They would just be pulled, be drawn, say yes to an invitation and come and see more about what you're like and come and know you. And I pray for the deacon appointment process this morning, really just celebrating Josh and Jason and the way you've raised them up and the faithful service they've rendered to your kingdom. We'll continue to do so. I'm just really grateful for them. And I pray you bless our conversation and all the ministries and the efforts that are happening both this morning and the coming weeks. Amen. I'd love to start off with just asking if there's any Live Sent stories out there. Before you guys jumped on the call, Em and I were discussing Steve and his Live Sent journey this week. He's down in Guatemala for a missions trip, like three parts. So there's sounds like there's the dental component, house building, and VBS program. So he just got back in super late last night. So just celebrating Steve and Emily and the way they're living in that space. Hopefully,
I don't know if it's a Live Sent story, but one of the new families that are coming with us to Spring Hill, one of the moms I was talking to, and she was like, yeah, we're getting everything on the packing list and whatever. And then she was like, well, but we don't have a Bible. And I was like, well, I have a free Bible for you. So anyway, so I'll like get a Bible. And it was just really cool because she was like, yeah, I don't feel comfortable like sending our family heirloom Bible with with the students. So anyway, that was just, I don't know if it was Living Sent, but it was just a really cool story of like, okay, like, you know, no, we'll provide a Bible and, you know, we'll see what the Lord has for that. So that was, I thought, really pretty encouraging. So.
Charles, I feel like you're a great person to be in conversation with those parents to help welcome them in. So good work.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And just connecting people and having people included. And I mean, there's several new students that we've never seen before. So
yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. I love how God's been so gracious to us in Spring Hill these last several years in that regard too. But obviously
every year.
Your exuberant efforts are not without impact. Hey, good morning, Becky. Good to have you. Let's see. Any other stories? I feel very flexible on what counts. So don't worry about passing the filter. Kara, thank you very much for being on stage a couple weeks ago. Was it a couple weeks or was it last week?
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Last week?
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's so bad. That was so awesome. I was so motivated to see your guys' I don't know, zeal, authenticity, kind of grassroots, like, let's do this effort. So I think that was really great. I talked to a number of people that felt similarly. So thank you for being in that space.
Yeah. Joel, thanks for the advising and wisdom along the way. I feel like we touched base as we were like planning. And so that was helpful.
That's good to have you. Let's see. If you think about other stories, I'd love to have you interject at some point. We'll move on to some upcoming events and announcements in general. So I wanted to report that, in case you hadn't heard it, our end of the year giving ask went amazingly well. It's been kind of hard to know as leaders of a church. We're talking to other churches. We understand that like numbers and all that stuff are kind of down nationally, not kind of down. They are down nationally. We had this like amazing revitalization innovation giving campaign from a couple years back. And so we just didn't know what to expect this year. And about 2 days before the end of the month in December, Betsy and I were looking at the tithe numbers and they're sitting at about $40,000, which is just a little bit under our budget and very low for December, and thinking, all right, God, what are you up to? And then when it all came down, after all the checks were in and all that gifts came in the last 2 days, we ended up at $96,820, technically 117 and some change. So it's fantastic. It's like amazing. We just kept watching huge dollars roll in the last couple of days and just feeling so grateful for God's generosity. So just wanted to thank you to all of you who are part of that. I'm pretty sure it's a fairly strong percentage of you. We ended up moving about $5,400 over to the Benevolence Fund as a result of that too, because that 10% over our budget that we were going to contribute, which we did, rolled that over. So it puts us in a more stable position. I promptly spent about $15,000 of that in December, just fixing, replacing two furnaces at the church. My co-pastors have been delighted to hear that we have 14 furnaces between our two facilities these last couple of weeks. It's been talking about numbers. So, but we are really excited to see the Benevolence Fund get replenished, because we've been pretty active in using that this last couple of years. And we're, if anything, just getting more and more across to it. So thank you so much. An envisioning note, we would love to invite you to be letting your groups know that we could use some more city slices on stage. I don't know if we have to have them, but it's just a tremendous opportunity to, I think one of the best things about the slices is that for most people, there's a connection point, right? Someone's sharing their story and you have this connection point with who they are, what they've been through. I know on the student side, it can be a little bit easier sometimes because everybody's young. The stories are, I don't know, sometimes a real similar to a person's experience. And obviously, the longer, more life you have under your belt, the more diverse those experiences are. But I think it's just one of those potent times in the service where people share their stories and people have a chance to connect to them. So if you or anybody in your groups think might be interested, go ahead and send them along. Matt Joe is our contact right now on staff for coordinating slices, but you can get in touch with Sarah Marie or I, and we can put you in touch with them. So just wanted to pass that along. Shortly, I've been working with potentially with campus on this, our campus department, but we're going to send out a really simple form pretty soon, just to ask for people who are in our Elvanto system about their discipleship journey history, things like salvation, baptism, engagement, and discipleship pathway. Very, very simple questions, probably like less than a minute to fill this thing out. Or if you're in the Elvanto, it'll autofill your info and maybe even less than that. So, but from a pastoral standpoint, it would be really helpful for us if we had a stronger sense of where our whole congregation is at with those things. And so we just thought, man, this is not a hugely difficult thing to do. So we're just going to send that out. So that's coming next couple weeks. I want to give the campus folks a chance to jump in on it. And so we're looking at a couple potential simple edits to the form, but I don't think it's going to change substantially from where it's at the moment. So just give you a little heads up. It'll probably be an email that comes out from me at some point in the next couple weeks. Another note, Easter's coming up, sort of, a couple months. And our city staff team, this past week, we were talking about one of the things we'd really like to do for Easter is have a couple of, and any of city staff, feel free to jump in on this if you can say it more eloquently, a couple of nice photo booth areas for Easter. So one of them on kind of the more like dress up, if your kids are, you know, in their finest on Easter and you want a good family shot, something along those lines. And another one that seemed, I think the theme was going to be a little more fun. I could be wrong on that, but we were wondering if we could put the word out to see if anybody in our city might be willing to volunteer. We could hand along some budget funds and see if someone can come up with a couple of good spaces for people to take photographs that day. So does that seem like a fair summary, Sarah Marie, Jay?
Yep, spot on.
So if that's intriguing to you, or if you wouldn't mind passing along to your groups, we'd be happy to coordinate with somebody who's excited about that sort of thing. And like I said, we can pass some budget funds along. I think we're thinking a couple $100 to try and make it happen. So, but if it needs to be more, we probably could take a look at that. So
Are you looking for volunteers to take photos or to set up the areas?
To create the space.
Okay.
Great question. Yeah, we had talked about the idea of having a professional photographer there, or ask one of our staff or somebody to take pictures, but it's so complicated to take the pictures and then send them out. We really just wanted to create a couple of spaces, and we did something like that years ago, but it kind of bottlenecked a bit. So I figured we can recruit friends to take pictures, but yeah. Sarah Marie, would you be up for doing the update on where things are at with our Christian Love Fellowship?
Yeah, excited to update you that we are still doing our monthly multi-church men's meetup. That's available. We have, if you were able to participate last year, I have a date for the tea this year. I believe, oh my gosh, my phone just froze. The women's tea this year is going to be April 22nd. So put that on your calendars now. Try to protect that date if you can. If you were able to attend last year, it was just a really wonderful intergenerational event with both churches. A really lovely evening. Thanks to the people who are here who hosted a table last year. So that's coming up April 22nd. We're also looking at potentially having a women's book club that'll just meet twice for the course of one book coming up this spring as well. And then one other big change is that starting in February, we're going to be going to twice a month food distributions at Christian Love on Saturdays. So there have been a couple other food banks that have had to close, or food distribution sites that have had to close, and Christian Love is going to absorb those friends. And so mainly the biggest one is a church called The Beautiful Gate has closed. And so we are going to welcome their volunteers and their team, and then try to shift all of their clients over to us. So we'll be doing it on the first Sunday and the fourth Sunday. I think we'd ideally like to be doing second and fourth Sunday, but for now, please mark in the first and the fourth Sunday. So with the increased volunteering opportunities, there's increased need for volunteers. So we'll be contacting the people who regularly volunteer, which is many of you, and then also trying to do a little bit more from stage and email in getting volunteers, and trying to do a more coordinated effort again between campus and city. But we're excited about getting more hungry people food, and that is the win. That is an expression of the Lord's love, and it's going to be work, but it's the right work.
Thank you, appreciate it.
So just confirming, that'll be February 4th and February 25th coming up. I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
We've got some classes coming up as well. This next round of intro, the New Life's intro class starts on January 29th. I believe it's 2 weeks, consecutive 2 weeks, mm-hmm. Noon to two, both Sundays. So the 29th and whatever that is, the sixth, fifth, fifth. And then with the spiritual gifts series, we haven't posted an event for this. The intro class does have an event online on the website, so you can just click on the website or off of the bulletin. I think you'll be seeing it as well, where you can just click the link and register. We can get that, or if you want it, I can post it here in the channel too. We're going to do a spiritual gifts class as well coming up. It's going to, I believe, be the last 2 weeks of the spiritual gifts series, but I don't see an event posted for that yet. This series, let's see, ends, Jay, do you have this off the top of your head? The 29th, I think, spiritual gift series
kicks off. This one wraps up next week, the 22nd, and then
the 29th. Yep. I'm teaching the fifth. That's right. And so it would be the 12th and the 19th, probably, if my calculations are right. So just before the campus jumps off for spring break. So we got all that going. Let's see. There's a lot. Okay. Jay, can I hand it off to you on the 90-day challenge and Mission Week's components?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we are in Mission Weeks, and we've been pushing the 90-day challenge the last few weeks. We'll probably talk about it. You'll see it in the bulletin. I think this week will probably be the last time, mostly because once that gets underway, it's 90 days. And even though it's designed for people to miss or have breaks, the first week we do want people to go through. And so we'll still have some people join throughout, but we really want people to join last week and this week. So if there's anyone in your home group or sphere of influence that you think might still be interested or be a good fit for the 90-day challenge, we'd love for you to invite them into that. Just a reminder, I mean, the 90-day challenge, it's started last Sunday. So the first week lays the foundations. It's all done. Most of it was done by the elder minister team. And then after that, we get into, there's over 50 different people in the church, men and women, college students, city that have spoken, either wrote or spoke the content for the entire 90-day challenge. So that's going to take us up till Easter. We've had over 130 people sign up, which is pretty awesome. So super excited about that. Many of you, I think, are in it. So thank you. And if there's anyone else, I would just say this would be a good week to, or a good weekend and week to encourage them to jump into it. So coalescing with that, we have the mission weeks. And I think this fits really well. You're going to hear it today and Sunday with the Live Sent tool will be highlighted. If you go to the church, they are at the info center. So that's the discipleship pathway. We want to have a lifestyle mission community or a worship community mission. And the mission section, we literally took the habits and the action, and we made another bookmark, which is the Live Sent tool. And the Live Sent tool is designed to allow us to engage in praying over three people that we want to get to know, three people we could potentially serve, and three people that we could actually share who Jesus is, what he's done, or how he's at work in our life. And so the Live Sent tool, the beauty of it is it allows us to stay focused on the people around us and what God might actually want to do in terms of living missionally, which it was already mentioned, but Carrie, your slice on Sunday was awesome. I heard multiple people talk about it. My wife was actually super challenged and encouraged by it. She was like, man, that home group sounds awesome. Because that's what you're doing. You're taking the Live Sent tool and the priority of wanting to be able to share the gospel this year and taking it serious to say, well, what does it look like for us to live in the gospel each week so that we're prepared, we're thinking about it. And then if you accompany that with the Live Sent tool, it really sets you up to be kind of a looking and praying about where's God at work and what might he have us do. The other thing with the mission weeks, the nice part of this is when we built the 90-day challenge out, it does go through worship and then community and then mission. And what we realized is if you just go through the progression, you get to mission weeks and it could be kind of hitting you out of the blue. Like, oh my word, what do I do with mission weeks? And how do I like live sent? Well, if you actually take time in these weeks to pray through and ask the question of mission weeks, how am I going to live on mission in addition with the Live Sent tool? And you actually write down some names. It allows you to begin praying over those people, trying to get to know some of these people. Which I did that over the summer with the Live Sent. And it was cool to see like people God put on my heart were people on my street. And so I had a couple months of trying to get to know them well enough to where I could serve them. And then also when I get to the mission, the lifestyle of mission the last month, it set me up to have an opportunity to not just randomly think about sharing, but be intentional with those relationships I've already been working on for a couple months. So super excited about that with mission weeks. We would love in your home groups just to engage with the content that's there. The other piece is if you go to the website there, I think you can get there through the bulletin. There's extra resources, a whole page built out with resources tied to mission weeks. And there's really good stuff in there, including the podcast interviews with some of our own staff and people regarding how to live mission, how to live sent, and to stay on point with that. Super encouraging, challenging. If you haven't gone through those podcasts, I would definitely say go through it. I know Joel can kick those out. So I wanted to cover those. If you are in your home group, Joel, did you want me to cover 90-day challenge? Like if you're engaged with that in a home group setting, trying to? or are you covering that?
No, feel free if you want. I don't mind. I was just some of those links.
Yeah. So it was just, there was questions of like, how do we, if we are as a group going through the 90 day challenge, how do we stay engaged with it as a group, not just individually? And of course you can come together and you can talk about it. I think pointing out what are the highlights from the week, that things that stuck out or story that came through the podcast or verses. You can of course share how was your own experience this week. Did you actually engage with any of the pieces of it? I think what we've already seen at least one group do is even just on that day, play the one of that day and then have a discussion around that, which is actually kind of nice. Cause if you have anyone that missed or wasn't there, you're talking about the same one cause you just went through it. And then honestly, what Kara shared on Sunday of incorporating the LiveSent tool, I think can be a really powerful thing. There are four memory verses tied to the 90 day challenge. The first one is, it's just for the first week, which is the 2 Corinthians 5:15. And then beyond that, it goes into a memory verse that you kind of sit in for the entire month of worship, one for community and one for mission. And so that could be another cool way of when you come together as a group, you could just take time and go around the room and say, here's the verse. Can we all take a turn trying to say it? And if you haven't even engaged with it, if you sit in a room, by the time it comes around to you at the end, you actually may have a good chance at saying it. And that's something too, that I think is pretty low hanging fruit. You could involve the kids with, so it could kind of be a moment of having kids and family involved with the group when you go through a memory verse. And then even as Joel does week in, week out with the huddle is looking for LiveSent stories. So if you went through the memory verse with the kids and then you tell stories, I think that's a really cool opportunity for kids to hear how the adults are living sent and praying about it and thinking about it. And then I'd kind of wrap that section up by just pulling out LiveSent tool, praying over each other's people and us to be on point, thinking about how are we going to live sent. And then from there, if kids go to the basement or other things. So those are just some ideas of how you could engage with it. The one other thing that I was excited about this week is we have a ministry that is, it's called Pulse, and they do evangelistic outreach events. They do training, equipping for evangelism, and they're coming to town in February. And we hosted on Thursday a bunch of ministry leaders, University, Campus Crusade, Athletes in Action, as well as some of the churches in town, leaders from churches. We hosted a lunch on Thursday. Pulse came into town and kind of shared. They're doing an event on Friday, February 17th. And that's going to be a concert at Michigan Theater. It's going to be free. Lecrae, the rapper, is there. Nick Hall's the speaker. They've got a dance group. And it's really geared towards college students. Youth are welcome. So we'll talk to Chelsea and Ayla in this as well. You kind of describe it as events come and go. We do lots of events, but events can make moments. And moments can make memories, especially if someone has a moment encountering God. A lot of people may just move on from the event and say that was fun, but someone who encounters God and has a turning point, they look back and that's like the memory of, that's where I started walking with Jesus. That's where I followed. And so that's kind of the heartbeat of all this. Why I mentioned it to you, two things. At the end of the time, they handed out cards that were kind of prayer cards, put down names that you would pray and then be praying over those people and try to take steps towards sharing the gospel with them. And I thought, isn't that funny that here's this huge national movement and the very thing they do is LiveSent tool. And I said, hey, I walked him over to our info center and pointed out the LiveSent tool. And he's like, this is awesome. Cause he doesn't see a lot of churches actually go to that level of trying to write down and have people praying for names. So one, back to LiveSent, fill out the names, be praying for it, use it regularly. And then the other thing is, as Cityside, one of the things he said we could do even for that event is we could serve. And so this is one of those areas of how could we actually serve campus and help. We could actually, they will be looking for volunteers and we'll get information out of where you could sign up. But he was even saying there's ushering, sales tables, security. There's a number of roles that you could help pull off the event. And he said it could be cool if you had a small group or something, even to say, hey, let's all just go serve together at this event, which is going to bless the next generation. And be involved. So that'll be an opportunity coming up February 17th. It's a Friday opportunity to live sent geared towards the next generation. So Joel, that's all I got.
Sweet. I was just talking to Becky this week and she was telling me she wanted to serve on a security team somewhere. So the timing feels amazing.
I can't read I saw something
good
about
one, Joel. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, totally. It was a good group of leaders in this week. I had a chance to see a few people I haven't seen in a while. So
addressing Crispin's comment, we will, for mission weeks today, Pastor Kyle will be sharing about the Live Sent tool and offering it out. So if people are in need of new ones, or you want to grab enough for your group, feel free to do that. And then they always live at the info desk. So,
and if you feel you want to cheat, so to speak, discipleshippathway.org has a PDF, a printable PDF.
And the app also has a fill-in-able.
Also, yeah. Mm-hmm.
With all these things, the 90-day challenge, which is like a daily thing to go through, there's LiveSent, which can be scary and push us into spaces. In all of this, the thing that keeps me grounded and simple is I think about anchored adventure, like anchored in the sense that we are wanting to do this with Jesus. It's like we're getting to walk with Jesus together. And then adventure is like we see what God might do in the midst of all this. And so it can seem like a ton. But if you just stay centered, focused on Christ and trying to be like Christ and live like him in the midst of this, I think it simplifies and takes a lot of the overwhelmingness of it all out. So
I wanted to ask if anybody, I talked to a few of you about ideas for this week, had this conversation. I wanted to see if anybody had a chance to try it in your home groups with the 90-day challenge as the base content for the home group space. We had done it this week too. I was just curious to see if there's any like good moments or lessons learned the hard way that the rest of us can benefit from.
I mean, I thought what you did during our home group this week was great. And I think that it provided, you know, thoughts that I wouldn't have thought about on my own. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of our text conversation afterwards. I think one of the gals brought up the idea of ligaments and tensions, and that's how the body gets things done. And I was like, that's a sermon thought. That's really good. But it was just fascinating afresh how many different ideas were on not a lot of content. I think like the audio is maybe 8.5 minutes for that day or something along those lines. And a lot of it's that liturgical sort of starting stuff. And so the unique content for each day is even less, but I don't know, seemed to work pretty well. And from a group leader standpoint, it was pretty easy. So I like that. I felt grateful. I ended up recording one of the messages, and I felt grateful that it didn't coincide with our group on night. It would have been a little weird, maybe. I don't know. If you guys in the context of trying these things, do you gain any sort of lessons learned or good tactics or tips, I'd be happy to pass them on either through coaching calls or whatever. So don't hesitate to pass them on my direction. Let's see. I went to sleep. I wanted to update you just on our overall home group structures conversations that I think I've been having with most of you already. And then spend a little bit of our tail end of our time praying for a couple of things coming up. So I do think looking at the names here, I think we probably all already had this conversation, but we are in the midst of working on a structure adjustment to how we're doing home groups, how we've been doing home groups. We've been thinking, I think we're always thinking about how to do groups well, but we've wrestled with various tensions over the years. And I think home groups is one of those groups in general, is one of those areas where churches have always kind of struggled to figure out what's the best way to do this. But we want to push in and really more so to some rhythms that we've begun in the last couple of years and take them a little bit farther in terms of home group structures. And so we are in the process of finalizing details on this, but I think we've got the general concept in play, which is we want to really move into this annualized kind of rhythm of groups that allows for a season of rest and allows for an easier time for people to get in groups or transition groups if they need to. you know, hopefully an easier time for leaders to listen to the Lord, step in and out of those group spaces, and have an easier time even with the role of leading as well. So we're going to repeat what we attempted and started last summer with the Sunday socials and the All City Home Group over the course of the summer, to try and provide a space for all of you to take a legitimate break over the course of the summer. And we want to try and provide a space for our, basically putting an ask out there for our leaders, not just you, but the other people that are participating in your group. So anybody who might potentially consider leading at some point in a group space, to have some time to seek the Lord. We've thrown out May, June, July, somewhere in that time frame, to try to have that opportunity to seek the Lord and figure out what's next. What's next for me personally in terms of serving next year, and put ourselves in a situation where we can start groups up again late August, probably early September, depending on people's schedules. But then know the leadership of those groups is going to be, and actually maybe the core members of the group ahead of time, so that we can actually publish that information somehow. People can get a hold of it and figure out what would be a good group for them to jump in on based on their schedule, their time, the portion of life that they're in. So, you know, if Becky knows that she's up for leading a group, she's got two or three other people, maybe a core of five or six, and they know they're going to meet, you know, Thursday nights at 6:30, we can post that and then make it available for people to jump on board ahead of time and make some plans. So I'm also trying to find ways, and I've talked with most of you about encouraging you to think through how to break up the roles in your group into smaller bites, so that people can step into those spaces. Whether it's like hosting, whether it's the person who's figuring out the content or leading through the content, the person who's planning logistics or maybe social events, whatever the key components of your group space are, try and break those things down. So we've got multiple people who are taking an ownership and investment in it, helping to push it forward, and hopefully putting you all in a space where you can do the things that you really like to do. And someone else can do the things that you don't like as much, because they probably like them. Though we weren't talking about security this week, Beck and I were talking about just some of those components. And she loves to host, provide some of that space. And but, you know, the leading through the scriptural content and all that stuff, maybe not as much. I talked to Rick Keith. That's the piece he really wants to do, right? Not the other components. So we're just going to be continuing to brainstorm and our coaching spaces and people could potentially step into those roles, and then hopefully make the burden for leading less and less, and we have more people tag team to do it, so that we've got these communities where people can engage, meaningfully engage and be a part of it, and know that their contribution matters and that they're wanted, needed, and they make a difference. So I just think it's going to take the burden down for all of us to do that. And I really want all of us to actually have a chance to rest over the summer, get some time with the Lord, get a chance to get out, do things with friends, with family. So got all that going for us, and we're going to continue to kind of roll out the details and figure out those pieces. I'm open, wide open for input on any of those things. So if you're thinking of ideas, questions, concerns, don't hesitate to shoot in my direction. I'll do the best to integrate that I can and make sure that we have a good, robust process for next year, later this year and into next year. With that, okay, so Mr. Becky, have a great rest of your day. I'd love to spend our last few minutes praying together for Spring Hill and the campus spring break trips. Spring Hill, we have Chelsea. Do you have the numbers off the top of your head for students and chaperones?
Yeah, we have 37 students and 14 chaperones. 51 people total.
That's a busload of fun.
Yep, we filled the bus.
We definitely have some people coming who are just invite some friends and not part of our community. I know my son's got a couple friends who are coming that are, I don't really know where they're at in terms of faith or even their families, but it's been great because it's allowed us to engage some of those conversations. One of the friends, his mom is an algebra teacher in the high school. And so she's been a teacher for my two oldest boys. So I've known her, and then I chaperoned seventh grade camp, and her son was was in my group. And so we've had this connection over the course of time, but it doesn't necessarily, it's not always the easiest thing to jump into spiritual conversations off a parent-teacher conference or anything along those lines. But this was a different ball game because her son is going for the first time. They've never really done an event. So she's nervous and asks a lot of questions, but it gives us a chance to have a lot of conversations. And so it's been fantastic. So love to be praying about all the things that God could potentially be doing with that time. And then the campus spring break trips, we're still in the middle of the registration process. I'd love to see people sign up. Last year, I remember at the last minute we had on the trip that I was with, there were like four friends that came with. God just did some amazing stuff for some of them, salvation, and others moving them significantly forward in their stories. So I'd love to see that again. We'd love to see us just fill up those spaces, those houses, give people a tremendous time to be together and to form a greater relationship with the Lord or to start one. So I'd love to do this free form. So if you want to pray, feel free. Sarah Marie, would you start us off? And then I'll close this.
God, we pray to you as the one true God and King, the Lord over everything, the only one worthy of praying to, and the only one we want to hear our prayers. And we worship you, Lord. We acknowledge your greatness, your sovereignty, your power over every moment and every day. And today, Lord, I humbly ask you to prepare the hearts of the youth and the students going on Spring Hill and Spring Break this year, that whatever motivation they're coming in with or hope and expectation, that you would soften their hearts and open their ears to what you would say to them, to the people who administer them. And we do pray, Lord, that many would be rescued from the evil one or take great steps to knowing you more and being more like you. We pray for a willingness to know and love you. We pray for a spirit of gentleness in the youth and students. And we ask that you build a sense of eager anticipation, not of what if the Lord moves, but knowing that you will move, and we celebrate in advance what you're going to do. And I pray all this in Jesus' name.
Father, thank you that you are in the business of revealing yourself to us, that you delight in making yourself known, that you, so much so that you came in the person of Jesus that we'd know you. And so I just feel expectant and hopeful that you will make yourself known to the people who sit before you and offer their time to you to go on a spring break trip. I pray, Father, would you come in unexpected and surprising ways, even now as they're considering, would you get people's attention who are on the edge? Would you draw them in with your kindness and your grace? Would they be moved to wonder, even on this side, that they would be moved to risk for you, to risk with you, to go on a trip and offer you time apart from distractions? And so I pray, Father, for those people who are considering spring break, pray would you move powerfully this week to show up in their lives and challenge and convict them and move them to be willing to risk. And I pray, Father, for this Spring Hill retreat. I feel just moved by your brilliance and the ways that you are connecting us. The story that Joel shared about how small of a world it is, how you really are moving. Just feel grateful that you are in control and you are brilliant, and what a gift it is to follow. So I pray would the leaders and chaperones on that trip be aware of the value you have of every person there? Would they treat each as the Imago Dei and be willing to listen and be willing to share vulnerably? And I just ask that you move powerfully in that trip.
Amen, Father. I just think about moments. I think that concept that you move in them. I think about my life. There have been so many significant ones. Sometimes it's just me and you, but a lot of times other people have been involved. You've used other people's thoughts or ideas or compassion or rebuke or encouragement to move me, to remind me, to help me see something I couldn't see. So I just think about these next generations, and I pray for moments. I pray for moments where people would have a chance to see you. They'd have a chance to see you in a way that they have misunderstood. Pray for moments where people's questions are answered, even the ones they didn't even know they were asking. I pray that you would disrupt. I know some people are going to be heading to spring break and they're just looking to have fun. They're just looking to have fun with their friends. But I know that you have something more in mind. And I pray you do it. I pray you prepare their hearts for those times. Pray for those students who are on the fence about whether to attend because they got some other kind of, I don't know, more fun thing, or they need to study, or I don't know what it is. I pray if you want them there, Lord, you get them there. And I pray for our team, our staff, volunteers, as they prepare talks, as they prepare content, that you would bless them. You'd give them just a really great, cohesive, team-oriented effort at helping to draw people into your presence. I loved what you did with the prayer room last year, and how so many people stepped into a space of praying in that 24/7 prayer room space in ways that they had just not experienced before. Something they just hadn't done, took risks to sign up for a prayer. And I love how, like, the spots that filled were the middle of the night spots. It was like the middle of the day that was hard to get. I just thank you for that. Pray that you would soften hearts. I pray that you would move. I pray that you would encourage our saints as they are present, as they lead, as they watch and see what you're doing, that they would just be delighted to have to see your hand move. I was so encouraged, so moved last year. Really, we've got these two amazing events of Spring Hill and Spring Break coming up so close and back to back. And this is the time when we have seen you consistently move. I really can't think of a year when you haven't. I'm just grateful that you are gracious to us, God. You keep on giving good gifts. So we pray all this in your name. Amen. Thanks for your time, everyone, this morning. Appreciate it. Appreciate the way that you guys lead and provide spaces for people to be in community and learn to love the Lord more and more and do that together with others. So thanks so much. If you have any questions on any of this content, don't hesitate to come find me or any of our city staff. We'd be happy to engage. Yep. In the meantime, God bless. Have a great morning.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks so much. Bye.
See you guys.